Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This message is for those of you who manage lagoons. Do you find your electrical energy budget for 2016 to be shocking? Is your 2016 maintenance budget gut-wrenching? Is there any money left in your 2015 capital budget? If you answered yes to these questions, Airmaster Aerator can still the waters for you. Airmaster Aerators are low-horsepower, low-maintenance, high-performance units. Over 600 have been installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator. Reach us at airmasteraerator.com. That's Airmaster Aerator, AirmasterAerator.com. Or call us at 1-888-813-3680. Airmaster Aerator.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 23rd of November, 2015. Innovation can be bought. In fact, most of the time, that is exactly what large companies do. Earlier in this series, I talked about the inertia of large companies and the inability for them to innovate. So, they do the next best thing. They buy it. Sometimes it looks like they are buying a competitor to acquire the competitor's market share. Oftentimes, though, this is really recognizing the competitor had a better way of penetrating the market, and the acquirer is hoping to transfer that expertise to their own business. Sometimes it works, sometimes it fails. In other cases, the acquisition is an outright purchase of innovation. The electronic IT internet world is full of examples like this. Even the giants, such as Apple, Microsoft, and Google, who essentially started out as garage operations themselves, perhaps not Google, grew to a size that internal innovation was no longer cost-effective. Better to let someone else take the risk and pluck the winners from the world, even at a premium price. These types of practices also happen in pharmaceuticals and aerospace. Startups often occur, and acquisitions are frequent.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Why does this not happen in pulp and paper with such frequency? The answer is simple, I think. We are not being nearly as innovative as other industries. If you look at the acquisitions in our industries, they are for core business reasons. When companies merge, it really is to purchase market share, reduce overhead burdens, and so forth. Mergers and divestitures take place for tax reasons, too. Think of all the forests that have been stripped out of the operating companies. So why don't we have the garage-style startups? Is our industry really that dull and boring that everything has already been invented in our industry? I don't think so. I'll propose our problem is of a different kind. We are invisible to the younger generations. They don't see us, pay any attention to us, or think there's anything glamorous about the industry. They use paper every day, just like they use their phones and other electronic gadgets. But the old saying I use applies. Paper is so ubiquitous that it is invisible. And on top of that, the environmental activists have made us out to be the bad guys. It is to our detriment that we do not have garages full of young people trying to create a better paper. Why? It means our future as an industry is risky, for it means everything we do is subject to being eclipsed by another industry that figures out a way to do it better, cheaper, and faster, with more customer satisfaction. I'll even add tissue products to this category. In fact, tissue products were one of the first grades to be affected by a technology from another industry. Up until the late 1960s, facial tissue was a large and growing market, especially in cold and flu season. Then along came antihistamines. They had a noticeable effect on this market. This dent in the market is the reason KC and P&G came up with cubicle designer boxes of tissues, trying to grow a market that had been snuffed out. What is your take on innovation in our industry? Please take our quiz and let us know right here online. For safety this week, sometimes we need to stay with the tried and true when it comes to keeping our employees safe. Check out all innovations before you decide that the old must be discarded in your safety thinking. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.